We are on Daf Lamed Omed Aleph. Amar Rav Chisda Hakol Moedim Beboal Anide Shemeshalim Knas. That means even though we hear a machlokes between Shimon HaTimonim Rav Shimon Ben Asiya on which noshim the Zachiyev Knas. Shimon HaTimoni says if she's a lav bas havaye, there's no chiyev knas. Rabbi Shimon ben Menasseh said if she's ein ruya lekaimo, there is no chiyev knas. So Chizda said, but hakol moedim bebol anide shemeshalim knas. Leman diyoma yesh bo havaye, anami yesh bo havaye, tushnes teifes in anide. Leman diyoma ruya lekaimo, anami ruya lekaimo. Ulaafuki mit Rab Nechunya ben Akona. Desanya Rab Nechunya ben Akona ya oisa shema kipurim ki shabos letashlumim. Rab Nechunya ben Akona had said that yema kipurim has the same halachas like Shabbos, that you say kim loy b'darabimenei. Ma Shabbos mischayev benavshay upotem et hashlumim. If a person, for example, will be madlik agodish b'shabbos, so there are two chiyuvim, agodish shal chavera, there's a chiyuv mazik, and there's a, which is machayev tashlumim, and then there's a chiyuv skila al shabbos. So the din is that the chiyuv mise patas the chiyuv tashlumim. So who are din by yom kippur, that there's only koris, so the chiyuv koris will patter from tashlumim. So here the Gemara says, La'afuki midarab nechunye ben akone. This is not like a nechunye ben akone, because according to nechunye ben akone, when there is a chiyev koris, there is no chiyev tashlumi. Now, let us see Rashi and Tosfos. So Rashi says, Honami yesh bo havaye, amekadesh isha bimei nidusa mikodeshes. Ulafuki midrab nechunye. Masnisen de mechayev tashlumen lebo alachoisoi. Va'af al pi shemischayev kores bebiyosoi. Mavke midrab nechunye. Now, the Loshen HaGemore, we had here two memories. One memory we had that Rav Chisda said that, Hakol Moedim, now Hakol Moedim means Shimon HaTimoni and Shimon ben Menasseh, that a Baal Anide Yechayev Knas, because there is no problem of Lav Bas Havaye, there's no problem of Ein Ruya Lekaima. That was Rav Chisda's memory. Then the Gemara is Mamshech V'la'afuke Midarab Nechunye Ben Hakone. And here, all of a sudden, Rashi says, this is not a hemshech of what Rav Chisda said till now, that Rav Shimon HaTimoni and Rav Shimon ben Menashe are moide, that a Baal Anide is chayiv knas. No, this is now going on our Mishnah. So we'll see Tosfos is chaylik on Rashi, Tosfos holds that this is a hemshech. That this is a hemshech that according to Rab Shimon ben Menashe, even though he's Baal Anide, which in his chayiv koris, he's potem in tashlum. That's how Tosfos will learn pshat. The shaila is why Rashi did not want to learn this pshat. So before we'll see Tosfos, this other mahalchim in Tosfos, I'd just like to mention Rabbi Kiveger. On the Flamed Amud Beis, he goes back to this Rashi, and he wants to say, Rashi l'shitosai. There's a shitas ha-Rashi in Psochim, the Flamed Beis Amud Aleph, and Rashi says a moiridike chiddush. Rashi says, we have a klal in Kimlei b'darab menei from Tonet v'Cheskia, that Tonet v'Cheskia said, Chai v'Misa Shoigigim Arpturim Mitashlumen. That means that the din of Kimlei b'Darabnei does not only apply if he's taka b'poyul Mechuyev Misa, But if it's Chaim in Misa Shoigigim, there was no Hasra, and he didn't know Bechlal that there's a Chiyav Misa. But Chaim in Misa Shoigigim will also put from Tishlom. But that halacha, that later will have an Elonaris, that's a Shtikteir of Tona de Vecheskiyim. The Lechalakta ben Shoigig Lemezid, Vainis Lerotzen, that there is a Ptur Tashlumim, even though he was a shoygik on the chiyuv misa. Now, Rashi Shita is, that is by Mises Bezdin, the such a halacha. That chay ve Mises shoygigim as potem itashlumim. Aber am nechunye ben akone that holds, that kores also partes from tashlumim, there the din is dafke kores. But if he's a shoygik on the chorus, he did not know that there's a chiyuv chorus, then he's chayuv b'tashlum. That is Shitas Rashi. Taisus is chaylik on Rashi. But at the bottom, this is Shitas Rashi. So according to Rashi, Rabbi Kivega says, Rashi l'shitos, Rashi had a hecher. That means like this. We had a machloikis between Shimon HaTaimoni and Rabbi Shimon ben Menashe, when there's a chiyuv knas. So Rav Chisda says, but you know, Baal Anide, is ich a chiyuv knas. Now, someone will pop up and ask a shayla, how could there be a chiyuv knas according to Ram Nechunya ben Akone, Kores Patos? So that's a psakasha. Who says he was amazed on the Nide? She was a Nide. And he's just telling us, Anide is a basavaya, Anide is ruya lakayme. You have a problem with Rav Nechunya ben Akone? No problem. It's speaking about he was a shoygik. He didn't know that she was an Ida. Finished. So memele to build this halacha lafukim with Rav Nechunya ben Akone from that what Rav Chisda said on the Bereise? Chas v'sholem. Where do you see lafukim with Rav Nechunya ben Akone? In our Mishnah it says, afal pi shehein behikoreis. Ain't by Mrs. Bezdin and their Chayiv Knas. So our Mishnah is speaking about Afal Pi Shehein Behikores. So our Mishnah is speaking about a case he was amazed, Anida, Anachoise, whatever it is. He was amazed, and he's because of Afal Pi Kein is Chayiv Beknas. So Memele, so the Mishnah is Arai, not like the Mekunye Ben Akone. And the Loshen of Rashi, Min Rashi Taki says, Lafuki Midrash Ben Akone, Masnisen, the Machayiv Tashlumim, Lebo Alachoise, Va'afo Pishe Meschayiv Kores Bibiyosai, Mavke Midrab Nechunye. That's how Rabbi Kivega wants to say Pshat in Rashi. Es Yema Kippurim Kishabis, Lifter Hamadlik as a Godish, Yema Kippurim, Ke Ilu Idlikai Bishabis, Ma Shabish or Mrs. Bezden, we see by the Mishnah that Mrs. Bezdin patos a fillof and knas also bo'abito is potov and knas. Let us see Taisvis. Hakel moidim bebo'al anide shemishalim knas. So Taisvis learned Taimalari, Aisiz Rav Chisda said a memre, that they're all moide, that you'll be chayiv knas by Baal Anida. Taimalari, menoloi the Rav Shimon ben Menashe moide bo. How do you know Rav Shimon ben Menashe is moide? Dilme ki Rav Nechunya ben Akone sviraloi. Maybe he holds, like Rav Nechunya ben Akone. How can you say a blank statement? No, Rav Shimon ben Menashe will be moide by Baal Anida because it's real lekaima, but let's take all the factors into the consideration. There's another cheshbon, a Baal Anida is a chayv kores. So maybe he's potter, also he holds like Rav Nechunya ben Akone. How could Rav Chisda say this blank statement that Rav Shimon ben Menashe will be moide be Baal Anida that he's chayv knas? Maybe he's potter from knas because he's chayv kores. Dilme krab nechunye ben akonis viraloi, dechai veikrisis, pturim in atashlume. So how did Rav Chisda know to say this? Umiyu Rav Shimon atimoni, alkochach lesley de Rav Nechunye. Rav Shimon HaTimoni Taka doesn't hold like Rav Nachunya. Mid the itzach lemu'utai chai ve'krisis mevelo'i siya le'isha sheyesh bo havai. Rav Shimon HaTimoni is memayit from v'lo'i siya le'isha that you need an isha sheyesh bo havai lemu'utai chai ve'krisis. That since it's a lav bas havaye, so therefore it's potem in aknas. So, dal kolchach leitzach lemutei, so what noshim is he memayit? Ela chai vekrisis. The only lav bas havaye that he's memayit is chai vekrisis. The chai ve lav and svirele besoif acholitz, the isbe havaye. Shimon HaTimoni is cholik an Rabbi Kiva. He holds chai ve lav nisbe havaye. So if he's memayit, from Veloisi Yaleishi Nira Basavai is only Memayit Chayve Krisus. Aye, Chayve Krisus, from the Chunyi Ben Akone says Kimle B'Darabne. So we see that he doesn't hold like the Chunyi Ben Akone. So Memele in Shimon HaTimoni, Rav Chizda could say, Shimon HaTimoni will be Moida by Baal Anide, he's Chayev Knas, because we see Shimon HaTimoni Akoch doesn't hold like the Chunyi Ben Akone. Abo me Rav Shimon be Menashe Koshe minolon de lasley Rav Nachunya. How did Rav Chizda know that Shimon Rav Shimon be Menashe does not hold like Rav Nachunya? Void. Now Tosfos says the Kasha is even on Shimon HaTimoni also. Vafilu Rav Shimon HaTimoni dilme isley Rav Nachunya. Maybe also holds like Rav Nachunya. Ve'itzach lemu'utei mevoloi siya leisha. So why does he, is he memayit from Veloisi Isha, a Isha that's a lav bas havaye, which is chai vekrisis, typically alts, kimle bedarabne, yevomelishuk? No, there's a chai velavin that is a lav bas tvisis kedushin. Yevomelishuk? Then kedushin taivsim bo lekulaum, kedama bi Isha Rabbe. Dachshmi lekulaum means, the Gemara in Isha Rabbe says it's a machlokes Rabbe Shmuel. Shmuel was mesupik of kedushin as taifis. Bani yisaynu tzricha get by yevom alishuk. But taifis means according to Rav, afilu the chilkim and Rabbi Kiva hold, afilu the chilkim and Rabbi Kiva hold that kedushin is in taifis by yevom alishuk. That's the kol alma. Kedama b'sherabe. So Memele, so Tosfos is asking, so how could Rav Chizda say that according to Shimon Hakel Moedim, Bo'al Anides Chayiv Knas, there's a new factor over here. There's the factor of Kimle b'drabne by Koris, Ali b'drabne Chuni ben Akone, and maybe Shimon HaTimoni and Rav Shimon Menashe hold like Rav Chuni ben Akone. That means, that's Rav Chizda's opinion, that Rav Nachunya ben Akone is a das yochid. So that's what he's saying. He's saying, they're all moide that Baal Anide is chayiv knas, because no one holds like Rav Nachunya ben Akone. Rav Nachunya ben Akone says that Koris Patas from Tashlumim. No one holds like Rav Nachunya ben Akone. Ubekunter is Pirish. Rashi says, the Amas Nisen Koi. Rashi said, that what the Gemara said, Lafukim with Rav Nachunya ben Akone, is not going on Shimon HaTimoni, he's going on the Mishneh. The mafke mi der Rav Nachunya. Our Mishnah is clone now like Rav Nachunya, because our Mishnah says, Abola choysoi, chayiv knas. Aye, this chorus. So you see that our Mishnah is choylik on Rav Nachunya. Vitema, so Tosfos asks on Rashi, minolei de mafke minei. How did Rav Chizda know that our Mishnah is choylik on Rav Nachunya ben Akone? Dilme moide Rav Nachunya, maybe Rav Nachunya is moide ta Mishne, de chai vekrisis yeshlam knas, de rabinu kro, because we learned on daf choftes amid beis that there's another problem with chai vekrisis. It's a lav bas havaye. So the Gemara says, how does the Tana of our Mishnah know that Chai Bikris is this Knas? Because he has a ribui. We have an extra hey. So there's a ribui al kaponim to tell us that Chai Bikris is a Chayiv Knas, and the Royal Kaimos Chayiv Knas. We have ribui. No, so we have a beferish ribui. That Chai Bikris is Chayiv Knas, so the Pesik is telling us that you don't say Kim Lebda Rabbanei. So how could you say that our Mishnah is not according to Rav Nachunya ben Akone? Could be Rav Nachunya ben Akone is made to our Mishnah, because here is a beferish ribui that chayvei krisos are chayv beknas. So the pasuk is telling us beknas, we don't say kim lebe the rabbanan. The Marshal wants to fend for this Kasha and Rashi. The Marshal says that if you have an extra ribui for Chai Vekrisus, the Marshal says as follows. Right, you have a ribui. So Taisu says, no, if I have a ribui, the Chai Vekrisus is Chai Vekrisus. So I see from the ribui that you don't say Kim Lebe the Rabbanei by Knas. Zok the Marshal, let's see. I have an extra ribui. Now, I could tell us the ribui is telling us that you don't say kim lebe de rabbanei, number one. So I'll say boal anide is chayiv knas. I have a ribui. I could also say that the ribui is telling us that even though it's a lav bas havaye, a chayisoy, there's also a chayiv knas. That's a double chiddush. Now, if the Mishnah holds a Rav Nachunya ben Akone, so what right did the Tana of our Mishnah have to say that the Pesuk is telling us two chidushim? You don't say Kibla b'Rabbanei, and you, even though it's a lav bas havaye, you also are mechayev knas. Where do you see this from one ribui? If you hold like the Nachunya ben Akone, so tfasta muted tfasta, say the Pesuk is telling us that abol anide is chayiv knas, where there's no problem of la bas havaye. How do you know to tell us two chidushim? Is the teres because you don't hold like the Nachunya ben Akone, so I don't need a Pesuk for abol anide, so the Pesuk is coming from a chayse. So the Mashal says that is pshat according to Rashi. That according to Rashi, if the Tana used the ribui to tell us that Bal HaChoisoi is Chayiv Knas, to tell us a Yisroin Chiddush that you don't need a Bas Havai is a Kochach, you don't need a Pasuk to tell me that Chayiv Krisus is a Chayiv Knas, or else I would only use the Pasuk for Bal Anide. That's the Mashal Teretz Antois Viskash. But tell me, Mnoli Demavki Minay Duma Maidah Rav Nachunya, the Chayiv Krisus yesh lo mitnas, the Rabbeinu Kro, chad l'chayiv lavim, chad l'chayiv Krisus. Ula Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi Kiva, neiche, the mafke mas nisim mit Rabbi Nachunya, the Kiva den Kedushin toivsim b'chayiv lavim, ike luk mi hanach te ribui, chad l'chayiv yesa, b'chad l'chayiv lavim. According to Rabbi Kiva, it's very good. So memele, if the Pesuk is coming to tell us that a lav bas havaye is a chiyuv knas, so that's chayve lavin. So what right do you have to jump to chayve krisus? Avol chayve krisus lav nechunya loy. But since we hold that kedushin is toifis b'chayve lavin, so the pasuk is coming to tell us al kochach chayve krisus, which is a lav bas havaye. So automatically the pasuk is telling us not like lav nechunya. That is toifis kash. V'nira l'rashba l'taritz, d'al kochach mafke mas nisim Rav Nachunya. Rav Nachunya ein chiluk bein chai v'krisis l'chai v'misis besten. According to Rav Nachunya, if I will say this exeris akosov by knas, that koris does not patachi of knas, so in the same vein, misis besten also won't patach knas, because there's no difference between Koris and Mrs. Bezen. I may also nosein, I could do Dorish Rove, Koris Shalik and Mishu Shalachem. Rav Nachunya ben Akone is a limo that Koris is equivalent to Mrs. Bezen. And if Yesh Knas, Rav Nachunya bechai v'krisis, Yesh Gam ken bechai v'Mrs. Bezen. The next Mishnah says that Bo Abita is Potter, as Kim Lebe the Rabbanei. So, but because there's a Chiv Mises Bezen, so Al Kolchov, the Mishnah does not hold like Abnechunye Ben Akone. Because if we hold by Abnechunye Ben Akone, and they have a Gili Akoy, don't say Kim Lebe the Rabbanei, so there's no difference between Koros and Mises Bezen. Fine. Now we're starting a new sugya to explain Shitas Rav Nechunya ben Akone that holds that Kores patterns from Tashlumen. My time at Rav Nechunya ben Akone. What is the time of Rav Nechunya ben Akone? Amar Rabbi, Namar Osoin Bidei Odom. It says, Imloyiya Osoin Lo Yayonesh. It's speaking about the Mevlodis. That if the woman won't be killed, so then there's Yonish, then there's Achiv, then they pay the Mevlodis. If Yiyah Osain is vice, is then Lo Yayonesh, because then the Chiv, the din, Mrs. Bezden papers from Tashlumin. Agav uche, the Rishonim say Rashi learned, we'll see Rashi, Osin bidei Odom, Odom, v'loyiya Osin de mishtoi be Mrs. Bezden. The Rishonim say Rashi learns, Osin means din Osin, not the Misa of the Isha, a din. If there'll be a din Osin, that means a Bezden lo paskin is chayiv Misa, then lo yeyonesh. If Bezden will not pass in his chayiv misa, then it's yonish. Liyosin the mishtoi Mrs. Bezden, lemeimed eicha the leka Mrs. Bezden, mishalom the mevlodis. So it says one place osain by Mrs. Bezden, and there it says that Mrs. Bezden patas from Tashlumin. V'nema osain bidei shamayim, and there's another place in the Torah that says osain by Binyamin. Osin b'day shemayim v'karo osin, that Yaakov Avinu did not want to send b'yomin because v'karo osin. Now that osin means that b'day shemayim he might die. As sort mekatrik b'shas asakone is ma os. So me'melo. Now we have a gzeirish of it. It says twice in the Torah osin. One osin is speaking about din osin Mrs. Bezen. One osin is speaking about Misa Bidei Shamayim, and now we make a Gzeira Shova, just like Mises Bezen Patas Mitashlumim, is Misa Bidei Shamayim also Patas Bidei Tashlumim. Ma osin ha'omu bidei odom poto minatashlumim, af osin ha'omu bidei shamayim poto minatashlumim. Period. So that's Abai said, that is the Makir of Rav Nechunya ben Akone, that Misa Bidei Shamayim Patas Mitashlumim, because it's Sukish La Mises Bezden. Maskif Lo Rav Ade Barave, Mimai, Techika Mazelu Yaakov Libnei Altsinem Opachem. How do you know that Yaakov Avinu was warning his children that to Binyamin, Bekaro Osin, will be a Machle Habo Bidei Shamayim Tzinem Opachem, will get cold or get overheated, and that's going to be the osin that's going to bring him to death. Maybe Yaakov Avinu was telling them he doesn't want to send Binyamin because kol adrochim becheska sakone, so maybe Aganef will kill him. So the osin of Yaakov Avinu, he's speaking about Binyamin v'karo osim, he's speaking about also bidei odom. How do you know we're speaking about bidei shamayim? Of a machla? Maybe we're speaking about bidei odom. En for the gemore, oto Yaakov aho azer aho loy azer, when Yaakov was saying all the possibilities that might occur to Binyamin, the Karo Osin, so he was just speaking about Ganvi? He was speaking about any Osin. So the Ostein that Yaakov Avinu is speaking about is inclusive. He's also speaking about maybe he'll get sick by derech, and he'll die from tzinim upachim. So memela, so you see that, so Ostein is inclusive. It means taki bidei odom, but means also bidei shamayim. And now we have a hekish, or makish, Ostein de binyamin, which is also including, and Ostein bidei shamayim, lo Ostein, the din Ostein of Mrs. Bezen. So we're back to the drosh. So till now, the Gemara said Amoira de Kezach, this is Amoira de Kashkofa de Kigemara, we'll see. The Gemara assumed that if a person gets sick, Tzinim Apachim, that's Bidei Shamayim. If a Ganev kills someone, that's Bidei Odom. I mean, that's how the Gemara understood. Now the Gemara asks as follows. V'tzinim Pachim Bidei Shamayim Ninu. Tzinim Pachim is Bidei Shamayim. Vosanya Hakel Bidei Shamayim Chutz mit Tzinim Pachim. Tzinim Pachim is not Bidei Shamayim. Number one. If a person overheats himself or he's too cold and he gets sick because of these two things from Tzine or Pachim. Pachim is the Lashon of Choyim at Sheyefuach Hayoyim. So this is not Bidei Shamayim. That's not Bidei Shamayim. Who told you that's Bidei Shamayim? Shtemer Tzinim Pachim B'derech Hikesh Shemer Nafshe Yilchak Mehem. So Al Kaponim, it would seem that a person is able to protect himself from Tzinim Pachim. So this is Bidei Odom. This is not Bidei Shamayim. Number one. So that what you call Tzinim Pachim Bidei Shamayim. I have a baraisa that's called Bidei Odom, not Bidei Shamayim. Besu. And your second yesod, Arye Viganvi Bidei Odom Nino. You say if a ganev kills someone, oh, that's Bidei Odom. I got news for you. V'omar Rav Yosef v'cheintoni Rav Chiya miyoyim shechor Rav Beis HaMikdosh af al pi shabotlu Sanhedrin. After the Chuban Abayis, the Sanhedrin Hagodl was in the Lishkas Hagozes, and they can only paskin dine nefoshes when there's a Sanhedrin in the Lishkas Hagozes amokim goyrim. Is afapisha botlu Sanhedrin arba mises le botlu. Even though there's no Sanhedrin, but there's arba mises. So the Gemara says le botlu ha botlu lu. But if there's no Sanhedrin, zich no dalad mises. Bezdin, if there's a bezdin in the Lishkas Hagozes, then bezdin can pass continue in the foshes. If there's no bezdin in the Lishkas Hagozes, so there's no dalad mises. What he's saying, le botlu ha botlu lu. Ella, the Gemara says, din abo mises loy botlu. The din, the oynish, an equivalent oynish that is similar to the oynish of dalad mises loy botlu. That means, lemaise, mishen is chayev skila. If a person is chayev skila. Now, the procedure of mises bezen was, they threw him down from a roof, and then they stoned him. His mission is chayev skila. Now there's no Mrs. Bezen. I know for minagak, so he falls from a roof. I chayev dersose. We'll see. Rashi says it's similar to skila. First the chayev throws him down, and then he takes care of him. O mission is chayev sreife. I know for bedleike. I know chishmakishoy. Or a snake will bite him, so the oros of the snake that burns him, that's an internal burning. So nochesh will bite him. So he has an equivalent type of oynish. Umishin is chayiv harige, someone who's chayiv sayiv, oynimsa lemalchus, I list him by molo. So if a listim kills a person, that's napshat. The reason is because he was chayiv sayiv and listim boim olav. Or mishne is chayiv chenek oy toiveya beno. Either he drowns, oy meis besrunchi. Slunki is an inflammation of the throat, that it seems that eventually he dies from this. He chokes from it. So the Gemara, so what are you telling me that Arye Viganvi is Bidei Odom? That's Bidei Shamayim. This happens, this is Bidei Shamayim. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ela Epoch. Arye Viganvi Bidei Shamayim. If a ganev kills a person, that's Bidei Shamayim. You're right. Sinimopachim Bidei Odom. Sinimopachim. But if a person gets a cold, or a person gets overheated, oh, that's Haku Bidei Shamayim Chutz Mit Sinimopachim. So this is the Bidei Odom, and this is Bidei Shamayim. Now, I'd like to just say over a ha'ore, and we'll bleib with the ha'ore. There's a yesoidistic, Chaim HaKodesh in Parshas Vayeshev. The Chaim HaKodesh brings down a Zohar. Zohar says on the posik v'yatzileu miyodom that Reuven was matzel Yosef miyodom. So the Zohar HaKodesh asks a beautiful hatzola. There was nechoshim v'akchabim in the boir. So what's v'yatzileu miyodom? So the Zohar HaKodesh answers miyodom from Nabal B'chire. And it would seem from the Zohar HaKodesh, a Baal Bechire is Bekoyach Lohomis, even though he's not Mechuyev Misa. A snake, not. A snake, the Nechoshim Vakram, if he's Mechuyev Misa, so then he'll die. But a Baal Bechire could be Memis, after he's not Mechuyev Misa. Unless there's a few people that have a schus that they could be Nitzel Afilo from a Baal Bechire. But most people don't have this schus. The Chaim HaKodesh, the McDovel says the same Yisod. And the Emerson, there's a Rabbi Nechananel, a Mesechtes Chagige. Rabbi Nechananel, a Mesechtes Chagige says, on the Posik in Keheles, Yesh Nispo Beloy Mishpot. That a person could leave this world, even though there's no Mishpot, he should leave the world. So Rabbi Nechananel says, would you have such a thing? That a Ritzeach killed him. So it would seem that there's a koyach of a Baal Bechire, that a Baal Bechire could be Memis or Odom, even though it wasn't Nigzar Olov min HaShamayim. And our Gemara says that Arye Viganvi, that's Bidei Shamayim, is Loire Bossi. I don't know, Klor, what we will answer on this kasha. But let us see now Rashi and Tosfos. Zot Rashi. Osoin, midei shemayim v'kero osoin. Sinim upachim kor v'choim. Hakel bidei shemayim. Im boim peroni yois al ha'odom gzeires ha'melachu. Samira dike Rashi. Rashi is saying, if Peronius come ala Odom, Hakel, that's Exeris Hamel, that's the Rabbeinish Leilam. Bachsach Mir, there's a Meiridike Raya to this. In Pasuk it says, when the Shvotim found that the Amtachas, there was money, so they realized what this money meant. This money was a bilbo. They understood very well what pshat and the money is. So they said, Ma oso elekim lono. Now it's moiridik if we look at this pasuk. What were they afraid of? They were afraid that Yosef wants to make a bilbul on them. They realized that this was Yosef's way of making trouble for them. And they said, Ma'osa alekim lono. Hakel bidei shamayim. Kol imboim peroni is ala odom. Through, it doesn't, gzeres hamelecho. This is the rabbeinu shel olam. Later we'll see a little clip. Chutz mitzinim upachim. So,
What does Rashi say? Shepa'omim sheboim bepshi. Now this is a moiridike Rashi. We'll see Tosfos is chayli. That Rashi is saying, tzinim opachim can also be bidei shemayim. A person can get sick, he can get a cold, he can get overheated, also bidei shemayim, no problem. But this could come about through pshia also. That means afilu, it's not nigzal mina shemayim, he should get a cold, he'll walk outside and it's 20 degrees outside, he walks out without a coat, he'll catch a cold. And we'll ask him, Ashayla, what chet did you do? He didn't, he was peshe in his gizun, that's what he made himself sick. He made himself sick. So the Lashon of Rashi, so a cold is pamim boim bepshia. Or by anything else, that's purely min hashamayim. That's what Rashi is saying over here. So the Gemara asks, b'day hodem ninu shaloi migzeres melech by Arye veganvi, din dalet mises, einish the gmosam, a punishment which is equivalent to dalet mises, is leibotlo, noifo minagag, doimel niskal, this is similar to a niskal, she doichvin oisoi mi beis haskilo loretz te gvoye beis koimisoi, kadabrine benigmar hadin. So the seder of skila is first with a dchife, and then skila. Is chaya dor sose, arima piloi laoretz, vohirge bedrise, nochash makishoi, vohoreser, for the sam of the nochash burns him up internally, nimse lemalches, vohain matiz in roshe, they chop off his head, besayit, kichin derech hamumos ma yedem, vizu hi mise sayit. Sarunchi askerevu hu begorin, Malanta said, inflammation of the throat. Sa al koponim, so the Gemara is Messiahim, punfakert, Arye veganvi is bidei shamayim, and tzino opachim is bidei odom. But al koponim, Abayi said that's the limud of Amnachunye ben Akone. Osain, Koro, Osain is Koilel, Arye Vegandi, which is Bidei Shamayim. And Arye Vegandi, which is Bidei Shamayim. And we see that now we're Makish, Osain, we make Exeira Shova, Osain, Osain. Just like the Din Osain, Patas Mitashlumim, so an Osain, Bidei Shamayim will also Pata from Tashlum. Now let us see Tosfos, which is a moiridike Tosfos. Hakol bidei shamayim chutz mitzinim pachim. V'hodam rinon lo'olam al yamid odom b'mokim sakon. A person should not stand b'mokim sakon. Now Tosfos didn't understand this. What's the problem? What do you mean you shouldn't stand by Mokim Sakone? What are you afraid of? There's a war, they're shooting. But we have to understand, was it Nigzar min HaShemayim he should get shot? Or get shot? Then wherever he'll stand, there'll be a freak accident, he'll get shot. If it's not Nigzar min HaShemayim, he won't get shot. So why shouldn't he be by Mokim Sakone? Kasha number one. Lo'ilam al yamid adam b'mokim sakon al meyochel lishma atzmei min haperonis. A person can protect himself. It's not min hashamayim. If I don't go to mokim sakon, I won't catch up. Kasha number two, v'chein kir notui be'osa lavir tachtav. One is not permitted to go underneath a wall that is slanty, that is on its way down, that's wobbly. He'll walk underneath the wall, and might fall on top of him. Now, what's Hakobi Day Shemayim, Kol Peronius. So Tosfos says, Amoyredike Yesod, and we'll elaborate a little on this Yesod. Chosom min hapshiye yochel lishmer atzmoy. A pshiye? That what we said, hakol bidei shamayim, that everything is in the hands of of the Rabbeinu Shloilom, if he's Poshaya, then it's in his hands. It's not for Rabbeinu Shloilom. Minapshiya yochalish meratzmai. That means if a pshiya will bring about an oinish on him, a peronius on him, that's not minashamayim. Dovadoi shebiyodoi lohomis atzmoi. Taisa says that zicha a person can kill himself. It's zicha a person can commit suicide. That's poshut. So just like you can commit suicide directly by swallowing a bottle of poison or jumping from the Williamsburg Bridge, so you could be Peshaya also. You can commit suicide through a Peshaya. You just go and stand in the middle of the battlefield. You also can kill yourself through a Peshaya. There's always Minashamayim. Anach tekitog. That's a Minashamayim. You did it. You became to do it. Avol kshemeviyin olav Minashamayim ba'oynes yefshaloy lishmer. But if Minashamayim, they'll put him in a matzev that he can't protect himself, that's Minashamayim. Avotzinim pachim la'oilom al yovoy olav bo'oynes imreitzel izoyal. But tzinim pachim Minashamayim, they'll never bring it on him bo'oynes. So that means, so Taisvis is saying, Amoyra de Kipshat. Taisvus is saying asoy, hakel bidei shamayim, that means, if ba'oines, a person was put in a matzev, not according to his actions, he was put into a matzev ba'oines, he was put in the middle of a battlefield, and now they're shooting all over, that's min hashamayim. How did this happen? That's min hashamayim. But tzinim apachim to catch a cold, min hashemayim, they'll not the way Rashi says, pa'omim sheboim bepshiye. No. Because Taisva says, bepshiye is afilu, bepshiye, anything can come about bepshiye. So that's why Taisva did not say like Rashi. Pshiya, a person can be mazik himself. Pshiya, a person can kill himself. We're talking about boinus. If something happened, he was unable to protect himself, and it happened, that's bidei shemayim. But tzinim apachim, if he got a cold, that's never bidei shemayim. That's only bidei odom. So there's no oinus tzinim apachim. Bidei Shamayim, but any other gzeire, ba'oinis is Bidei Shamayim. Now, Abul Chonon in Kovitz Mamorim is Ma'ira, and this Taisvis is saying, Ma'ira Dike Chedushim. He brings down, this is Kovitz Mamorim Daf Mem Zayin. Now he says, Toisvus had Amoyer de Kechidish. Umasha Omru, the Vadai Shebiyodoi Lohomis Atzmai. Toisvus said, if a person wants to kill himself, he can kill himself. Lulei Devrayim, Hoyev Shaloima, the Ancient Chilik Bein Atzmai La'acha. Now, before we explain Rabbi Chonon's Kashe, Toisvus says a person can kill himself. So that means that's poshut. Pavadei biyodei lahomis atzatzmai. Agavuche, the Taisav Shishonim here asks Afanod, there's a Mishnah Fakert. It says, Balkolchach atochai. What's that, Balkolchach atochai? Balkolchach atochai? Oh, no. If he wants to kill himself, he takes a bottle of poison, he's not a chai anymore. That's the Taisav Shishonim's kasha and rash. And Taisav. Al koponim. Taisus says he makes a girsum on Teretz. It's a merdik akash, it's not poshut. But Taisus holds lamais, and there's no such thing about kochachat ochai. A person wants to kill himself, he can kill himself. It's biyodai. So before we go further, so a person can kill himself. Agamora says, Arye veganvi, that's bidei shemaim, the Gemara says. So now, someone else, Reuven kill Shimon? Reuven can't kill Shimon, that's bidei shemaim. But Shimon kill Shimon? That's bidei odom. So what is Tosfos saying? Tosfos is saying, amor deki yesod. Tosfos is saying a yesod, just like a person has bechire in ruchnius. He wants, the Rambam in Hilchos Teshuva explains, a person can be a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu, or Rosh like Yerovam ben Nevot. The Rebbeinu Shem gave him bechira. Whatever you want, you can do. So Tosfos says, just like in Ruchnius, a person has bechira, so legabe his gashmius, he also has bechira. If he wants, he can kill himself. If he wants to make himself sick, he can make himself sick. No problem. The Torah made him a balabos b'koyach. Not talking what he's allowed to do. If he kills himself, he's the ma'abadas meladas. But he's b'koyach to kill himself. Just like he's b'koyach to eat chaza. Just like he's b'koyach to do any other. He's b'koyach. And his goof, he's b'koyach to do whatever he wants with his goof. Rabbeinu Shlomo was meister this b'yodai. So Shimon can kill Shimon. Reuven? Reuven can't kill. Reuven, you're about a boss to kill Shimon? You can't kill Shimon. So when it comes, list him, that's Bidei Shemayim. List him is Bidei Shemayim, it says in our Gemara. But to kill himself, that's Biyodai. And Tzinim Apachem is always Bidei Odom, not Bidei Shemayim. So Rabbi Chanan says, Lulei divreyim ho ye'ef shalom, he says, I would say not like Tosfos. The ain shum chilek bein atzmei la'acha, the kemoi she'ein b'yecholtoi la'hari godom acha. Just like Reuven can't kill Shimon, and that's what it says in our Gemara. Elim kein nigzar al pleini she'yehoreg. Shimon will only die if it was nigzar that Shimon should die. Ochinami in biyode lahomis es atzma imloi nigzer olav sheyahorek. The same thing. If it's not nigzer, he should die. He can take 20 bottles of poison. He can try 20 times to jump off the bridge. Something is going to happen. He won't die. That's all will come to pop out of whatever. He won't die. If it's not nigzer. Umikalmokim. Now, if he does die, so what's pshat? So it was nigzer, he should die. He would have died chayvesai. We'll see later, bizana chayves halbovis. If a person goes and drinks a bottle of poison now, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and he dies, so it was nigzer last Rosh Hashanah, he should die 2 o'clock today in the afternoon. Or else he never would die. In the same way, if a person kills Reuven, kills Shimon 2 o'clock in the afternoon, it was nigzer last Rosh Hashanah that he should die 2 o'clock, or else he would never. So Rabbi Chanan brings down a Ramban and Parshas Lech Lecha. Vida v'havein, zokt der Ramban, ki ha'ish shenichta v'nechtam b'Rosh Hashanah l'harige. If there was a gzeire Rosh Hashanah that a person should get killed, lo yinoke ha'listim ha'hergoy. Now, listim when he killed them, so they can't be menake themselves b'avur she'oso ma she'nigzar olof. So they'll say, Ben Shloilam, yeh, tainis tos, we shaluch at the Rachmanu we are. There was a gzeire that he should die 2 o'clock, we killed him. Kumten zayashikoyach. Bavu shosa mashenig za olav. Hu rosha bavoina yomus. The person who killed him 2 o'clock is a rosha. And he's going to die. Vidome miyadar itzeh yevukash. No, hu rosha bavoina yomus. That means he that died bavoina yomus. Abo vidome miyadar itzeh yevukash. But obi yataine under itzeh. Zogt Rabbi Chanan, vohu adin lohire gesatzma. He says he would say the same thing by the gesatzma. Vadi nixer ol boishe shana sheyehorg dim loikain. Loi hoye yechelus b'yadi larig es atzmoi. It wouldn't be nixzakeh to kill himself. K'may shein b'yecholte larig achelim ulei nixzar aleihem misa. That means, if he's successful or not, that's min hashamayim. If a person is successful in killing himself, because min hashamayim was nigzar, but he's mechuyev for making a maaser ratzicha. Valkein, so he says, so he has no problems whatsoever with Tosfos Kasha. Also, lo odom lahamides atzmei b'mokim sakone. You're not allowed to step in and put yourself in the mokim sakone. You're not allowed to take poison also. You're not allowed to do this. That's an aveira. Shmatim idl nafshi seichem. K'moisha osa loilamid acherim b'mokim sakone. Just like you're not allowed to put someone else in the middle of the battlefield. You're not allowed to stand in the battlefield yourself. And if you do it and you got killed, so you won't miss out of your mitzvah, even though it was nigzar min hashamayim. Vein shum hevdel, vein atzmei l'acher. O begil yin tais v'sham ikshim odis na nakol chachat tochai. Lofi anal hadvom kimashmoyim, 100% al kol chachat tochai. You can't kill yourself. This be gzeirim min hashamayim. She'ein biyad ha'odom klal lariges atzma im lenigzer olof she'yehorik. And then he brings an offer to Chayvus Havovus. V'zeh loshen Chayvus Havovus. Ein roi la'odom likonis b'sakonis. B'bitchoyne agzeres ha'boiri. A person is not permitted to be machnas himself in the sakone. What's gonna happen? If it's nigzer, so. But, if it's not nigzer, nothing's gonna happen. So he says, no. So he says, Sheyomus, if he dies, v'yehu amei mises atzmai, v'hu nitvalze. If he dies, so it's called, he's mei mises atzmai, ki lahem mizulosim ibn ayodim. So they must say, he killed himself, he killed someone else. Af al pi, shemoysay ala derech ahu b'gzeres alakin u'birshusay. If he dies, so he died because it was a gzeire he should die. He won't die otherwise. Including yourself. So the success of his attempt, that's telling gzeire shamayim. But if he killed himself, he's a ritzeir. But so he's nitva on this pooler. Lemaise, Abochonim blibes by Akashe, in one nekude. Hakel bidei shamayim, chutz mitzinim opachem. That means sinim opachem al kolponim, even Rashi also says. Sinim opachem is not bidei shamayim. That was nimsa liyodai. So he says, so what's the taich bal kolchach atochai? It's going to be 20 degrees outside. Now I'm going to walk out without a sweater. And the person will walk out without a sweater, will get pneumonia and will die. Tzinim opachim is bidei odom. And tzinim opachim means v'karo osim, means that he's going to die. Not someone says he can get sniffles and get a cough. Tzinim opachim means that a machle through tzinim opachim is bidei odom. Agavuchi rabochonim means amurdike gemorim bo babasre. The gemore says that if a person is cholol yedei pshiye, they're talking about taking money of tfusas habayis. That means the father died and left over money. So now he got sick, so he wants to take from the Yerusha money l'rapoisoi. So the Gemara differentiates if he got sick b'pshiye, he got sick b'oines. Frek the Gemara, heichi domi pshiye. How does one get sick b'pshiye? You hear the kasha? How does one get sick b'pshiye? He eats spoiled fish, he'll get sick b'pshiye. What's the kasha? כדרב חנינה, דאמר רב חנינה, הכל בידי שמיים חוץ מצינא מפח. לא צריך הפרסן יציג בפשיעה. צינא מפח, וייס תחויס, that's רב חנינה נסחי, again, not like Tosfos. That's the only thing. And that על כפונם, somehow, that this was נמסר בכוח של אדם. That's, על כפונם, we have אמרדיקה Tosfos, we have Rabbi Chanan is also Moiradik. Let us go further. Abal Kaponim, Shitas HaToisvis is through a Pshia, a person can, and it can be Mesavav anything through Pshia. Something Boines, that's Minashamayim. But you'll never have an Oines of Tzinim Apachim. Because that's only through Pshia. Vim Taima Vodashin Veisar Hashemimcha Kol Choyli Zetzine. So it would seem that Zine is also in Hashemayim. Alma Dibidei Shemayimu. Veisis the Rabbi Yishol makes the Zine. Vyashloim Adayne Sheyechem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Gemara means. The Rabbi Yishol will make that if you also won't be able to get, to become sick. He'll make it a warm day. It won't be cold. So Memela, and so you won't get sick, but Sina. He'll have proper clothing. That means that a filut rabshia, you have proper clothing, that means leitzach lizoyel. That's what I say, Hashemim chokochel. But Sina mapachim, that's bideyod. Vim teima vapachim bidei shamayim. Kedamrina bebreishis rabbe bepashis tazvot. Amalei Antoninus le Rebbe tzoli alai. Antoninus told Rebbe, please be mispalo for me. Amalei, so Rebbe was mispalo. Antoninus was going out for Muhammad. Rachmone sheizvoch mitzinse. Rebbe Yishom should help you. It shouldn't be cold. You shouldn't, Amalei, Antoninus told Rebbe, dots loisehi. And I didn't need a tefillah, Rebbe. I came to you for such a tefillah. You put on another sweater. That Rabbeinu Shalom should be matzal me from Tzina. I don't need the Rabbeinu Shalom for this. You put on another sweater, no problem. Oh, you should be. So Rabbi told him a different filler. The Rabbeinu Shalom should be matzal you from the heat. Oh, Rabbi. There you said, this is a good tefillah. A person cannot protect himself from chayim. So you were mispalo for me. Tishtezev, you should be nitzel, meshraba from heat, from sheref heat. Oh, Rebbe, this baruch I appreciate, because this is not biyodi, this is biyad HaKadosh Baruch. So lechayre, so what is Taisus asking? So Taisus asking, I just said pshat that sinim upachem is only bideyod. It's not bidey shemayim. That's other things could be both above. And oynus is bidey shemayim. But here sinim upachem, there's no oynus with sinim upachem. And here the Gemara says, sure, it's heat. A person can get sick from heat. That is bidei shemaim and nista mechamosay. V'yeshloima dekroksiv ba'ivrei drachim oibe mulchomer. That posik be'nista mechamosay is speaking about ivrei drachim oibe mulchomer. Kedar shamalochim oisim de bederach enodem yochel izor minachoyim. Avol im reitze leishay bebeisa yochel izor. Now, what does Taisva say? Taisva says, no, the shtik Torah I told you is emes. A person is not forced to, will never be forced to suffer from heat. He has an eitze, a baye shalavonim, a martev, an air conditioner, whatever it is, he has an eitze. There's no such thing. He's not forced. He's not forced to suffer from heat, to get sick from heat. We see that, Einista Mechamosa, yeah, if you're on the Derech,
you have no way to protect yourself from the elements there, you could get sick from heat. Derech b'mochomet. Is l'choyre is kan she'el ha'ben. So we're back where we started from. But al kaponim, there is a matzev that a person can suffer from heat when he's an oynes. That means a person is ala derech. And he doesn't have his air conditioner with him, his portable air conditioner, so he doesn't have that with him. So lemaisa, and the steam is the heat is, the sun is baking on him, and it's shreklich, it's 150 degrees. So Rachmon and Etzlon, there's a chamsen, the Rachmon and Etzlon. So what's for Emfert? So Dach Sechmir, Pshat and Toisvus is as follows. And later I found Dach Sechmir, the Ritvo says this. The Chavis Halvovis in Shara Bitochen brings down a Maise that there was a Porush, a Tzadik, Betchilas Prishosa in his younger years. He was traveling for business. He comes to a city where there were Evdei Avodah Zarah, and he started giving a lecture to the people, a boysai, telling them, it's Golnish, Avodah Zarah, it's nothing, a whole drosh. He had an attentive audience, but then one person asked him, a Rebbe, so who do you worship? Why what? The Rabbeinu Shalom, it's Machayah Sakel, gives Panosa for everyone. I mean, he tells them what Rabbeinu Shalom does. That's how I worship, but all these avodas are also nothing. So this person who was listening to him said, you know, Rebbe, he said, po'olecho soiser estvorecho. He says, you know, your actions are contradicting your words. If the Rebbeinu Shalom gives panosa the way you say, so why do you have to travel to Africa to make panosa? Stay home. Just tell me the Rebbeinu Shalom gives panosa. So why did they travel to Africa? So the Chavis Havovis says, he got the message. You're right. He never left the town anymore. You're right. So it could be that what Tosfos says, that b'derech a person can't protect himself. That's 100% true. But who told him to go on the derech? He's never forced to go on the derech. You want to go Muhammad, Tanis wants to go Muhammad, he wants to conquer another nation. Fine. But that's a psi already. That's, you did it. You're not forced to do it. And the Ritva says, Hakr b'day shemayim chutz mitzine mopach, bafa gav d'chsiv einista mechamosay, aksiv nami lefnei karosay miyamit, hosam lemisha hoylech, Lisharev ulakerech, there he goes out. Havoshay menav sheyichak mehem. Shloi gozru olav min ha-shamayim shloi yuchal lehisrachek. There's no gzeira that he has to go out. So that's what the Ritva says. I think that's Pshat and Taisvis also. There's a Mordeke Medrash. The Medrash says, Hanoisin Sheleg Katzemel. So the Medrash says, the Rabbi Nishlom gives Sheleg like Tzemel. That means if there's wool, that a person can be warm, then the Rabbi Nishlom gives Sheleg. The Rabbi Nishlom, Faket, this system is very much with our Taisvis, that there's never an oinis, min Hashemayim of Tzine. If the Rabbi Nishlom gives Sheleg, because there was abundance of wool, so you can make yourself a wool coat, so Mamela, Hanoisin Sheleg Katzemel. V'yesh meforshim, detzinim pachim chodem ilsei. That fakert. The Gemara only said that tzinim is not bidei shemayim. Heat, that's ichim dei shemayim. Ve'inista mechamosoi. So what tzinim pachim? Tzinim shehim pachim lo'odom, lo shem pachum moikish. ואין כן, וקמה למסכת עבודה זרה, מייסי לו, דיס ממרה of hakob de shmaim chutz mitzina mapach mahod der siv atas odom kedgei hayom adogim shebiyom kiven shekodra lehim chamo miyad meisim apnei odom kiven shekodra lehim chamo miyad meisim and the gemara brings down hakob de shmaim chutz mitzina mapach so weiss tochoi is that kodra lehim chamo is pachim. So this is Shita Satoisus. Vahoda Oma Hakel Bidei Shamayim Chutz Meyire Shamayim. Now we have Yamachloikis. One Agamal says Hakel Bidei Shamayim Chutz Mitzinim Opachim. And there it says Hakel Bidei Shamayim Chutz Meyire Shamayim Ein Inyon Ilakam. The Hosam Koyel Avlad Bimeimoy. That's talking about a vlad. She goizrim. The minashamayim the goizrim ye oni oi osher. Giber oi cholosh. Tipeish oi chochem. Hakel bidei shamayim. A person is born with chesroinis and milus. That's bidei shamayim. Abel tzadik verosho loi. But yire shamayim, that wasn't nixer. That is biyodoi. Tzadik verosho loi. So that Gemara is speaking about the qualities that a person possesses is bidei shamayim, chutz meyira shamayim. This is a quality that he acquires himself. Here we're speaking about what occurs with a person. So that the Gemara says, akol bidei shamayim, whatever occurrence will occur with a person is bidei shamayim. Chutz mitzinim apach.